brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what's going to happen. I've gone over the fact that Obama's approval rating's down to 41, all-time low for any president 8 months in. They're going to stage terror. I mean, I just don't see any other way of them getting out of that. But we've exposed false flag terror and staged crises so much that governor associations saying we don't want 400,000 regular army troops on the streets. Everybody's waking up. The media is talking about staged provocations. It's come out that Bush was ordering fake terror alerts issued for political gain. Old news to this audience, but now in the Washington Post. I mean, governments do this, okay? And so people need to be aware of that. So we'll discuss that. We'll discuss all the plans to take your kids during the flu outbreak. And this round, they're going to take them, put them in FEMA centers, but then let them go that evening just to train you that we take your children sometimes to prison facilities, but we give them back. It's all part of slave training, a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. It's all psychology by these sickos. So we'll be going over that today at 20 after. We come out of break, the third segment of this hour. I will take your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. I'm just so alive. It's being conscious, being aware, being informed, trying to be informed, the decision to not be deceived, the decision to know what's going on in the world, the decision to want to know the secrets of the universe, the decision to be involved, the decision to face your fear, the decision setting your mind in motion. It is by will alone that you set your mind in motion. It's incredible. But they train people to think it's cool to be mentally lazy, and people get into being stupid, into wearing shutters on their eyes, blinders, into being mindless, and into being selfish. You are missing out on the most incredible adventure ever! My life has been one amazing adventure. And I just ask God, how much more discernment am I going to be given? I mean, this is like almost more than I can handle right now. And to see them commit their crimes out in the open, to see them go on and on and on, never punish, always getting away with it. And the public loving getting scammed, loving getting raped, loving getting taken to the cleaners, loving all the lies, loving it. Well, I don't love it, I hate it. And you can take the words of Howard Beale from Network. All I know is at first you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. Well, I disagree with that. I think getting upset is important, but getting upset about real issues is more important. And deciding to know the truth, deciding to seek the truth, deciding to be informed and involved. Asking God to show you the truth. And deciding to stand up and to take action and to get involved. You just got to shake yourselves and wake up from the daydream you've been living in your whole life and look around you at all the beauty, all the majesty, all the incredible colors and light. And you've also got to face the evil that's also here with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, we're going to get more into Obama's plunging approval ratings, what that means, what's happening with the economy, all this news coming out about Blackwater and murder for hire and pedophilia and everything else, and fake terror alerts issued by Bush, and just giant stacks of important news. John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, his new book, Hoodwinked, coming out. He's going to be joining us coming up in the next hour. In the last hour, I want to go over a whole host of issues, but also some CNN video clips of fake news and comparing how shoddy their fake news, all CIA run, was back in 1991 compared to now. I mean, you watch it, it's glistening. It is all just totally actor-driven. So I want the public to become aware of this. I know you're aware of it at an intellectual level, but let it really consciously sink in deep down. Okay? And CNN, it's been the Washington Post, you know, they brag about it, that generals run it. The Pentagon runs it. And last night they had the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman on there just telling everybody how great Afghanistan was and how wonderful it is and big charts and graphs. I mean, it's just a total government production. Now you see FEMA on TV, even locally, and it's military officers locally commanding everyone. Oh, hi, I'm with the Marines. I'm with the Army. I'm with the Air Force. I run your local town now because we work for offshore banks and we're going to take everything you got. It's real funny how we conquered you, too. That's why our Constitution says no standing army inside the country, because in every case in history, The military, given enough time, will take over. Special interests get control of them, and they say, hey, we'll just use an excuse and take over. That's the easiest way to get rich and powerful. And they'll have to use a bunch of high-tech propaganda, and people believe it. I mean, it's so much deeper down the rat hole past left, right, and all these stupid terms and issues. The whole media, the whole culture is, the dominant corporate media is the false world pulled up over your eyes to blind you from the truth, to paraphrase The Matrix. That's why when the AP calls or Reuters calls or the Wall Street Journal calls, they call all the time, every week. I go, no, I'm not doing the interview. And they go, why? And I go, because if this isn't a hit piece, then it won't be published. And then they always call back, Reuters, AP, Wall Street Journal, and they say, oh, my gosh, this never happened to me before. Yeah, it was a fair story. And they just said no. Executives say no. I've never had them come down and do this. I go, yeah, they chose you because of your previous writing and your mindset and your worldview. They don't even have to handle you. They can look at your work. They know your type. You plug in. The minute you get off their reservation, you do that five or six times, they're going to fire you. But see, these smart-ass reporters never believe it until it happens to them. And they start saying, well, why won't you let me come interview you? Why won't you let? Because I know it isn't going to get published. Fine. Come here, waste my time for a day, and then you'll see I'm right. I'm sick of it. Yes, you work for a major newspaper. Your editor is a spook. Your editor works for the Pentagon, for the offshore banks. Got it? The same people jacking your water supply with poisons. It's the same reason you got a high voice and you can't even get aroused for your wife. That's why. They hit you with chemical weapons. They mean business, pal. This isn't a game. You understand? These people are going for everything. They're ruthless. They're far beyond driven. They have absolutely no qualms about anything. Because if you're going to be evil, why not go all the way? That's their attitude. Well, my attitude is if you're going to be good, why not go all the way? So grow up and realize you're under attack by a scientific dictatorship. Okay, hold on. Said I was going to talk about my film. Your calls are coming up. Okay, this documentary... And I know Watson's writing an article off this. You don't have to use my exact words, Watson. This needs to be really a good story you're doing. We all multitask. We even do our backside work out, right out here in the open as he writes a blurb for this afternoon. This film, I meant to look at the calendar during the break. What's the Wednesday in October? I think, is it the 23rd or 22nd? I meant to write down the release date. I've got that in there. In one of the edit bays, but I forgot to get it during the break. See, I'm here to tell you about my film, and I've been so busy I haven't even lined all this out exactly. But I got to go ahead and announce it because there was a jumping of the gun. Do what? 21st is a Wednesday. It's going to be released October 21st. Okay? Pre-ordering will start September 21st. All right? The film will already be being manufactured by then. I just... And then it'll be released at midnight, October 21st at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay? And I made the Obama deception. I did research for 2 or 3 months, but then we made it really in a month and a half. A rush job, biggest film I ever made. People think it's my best work just because we didn't fret too much about it and just got it done, get her done, as they say. This one I meant to put out quick. I didn't. I've spent, I don't know, spent quite a few months. I've already spent 4 months. It'll be 5 months making it. It has the biggest budget of any documentary I've ever made. We have conducted 19 sit-down interviews where I put crews on airplanes. 19. And there's probably 50 other interviews. I mean, man on the street. It's insane. My problem with this film is I did so many interviews. Let me tell you who's in it. Gerald Celente, Alan Watt. Like, let me write all these out. Just doing this live on air. Let me see. Gerald Celente, Alan Watt, Jesse Ventura, the climatologist, Tim Ball, John Perkins, Confessions of Any Guy I'm a Hitman coming up, the Oath Keepers, Dr. Tenpenny, Webster Tarpley, Bob Bowman, George Humphrey, and the list just goes on and on. I mean, I'm here right now. Look at this job just to write down who we interviewed here. We went to tent cities, sent crews all over California. It goes on and on. Reading back over this list, there's a whole bunch of people I haven't mentioned here. Wayne Madsen. Wayne Madsen's interviewed in D.C. And the list just goes on and on. The research, the archives, the amount of material. Let me tell you what the film is about. It is a companion to the Obama deception, and it's about Obama and his lies and the frauds and the deception, but the overall agenda he's trying to implement of eugenics, of a world government, of a bank of the world, of the cashless society, of the federalization of the states, how they're bankrupting the states by design. The film starts with the economic takeover, how Obama's continuing that, what his larger agenda is, cap and trade, the eugenics, John P. Holdren, Jay Rockefeller, it's all in there. And the problem is how to boil this down to 2 hours. I'm trying to keep it at 120 minutes, and it is an unprecedented film, unprecedented scope, unprecedented research. I believe that it is going to rival or dwarf the Obama deception if you get it out to everybody. But I'll tell you, research and work-wise, it is much better. Obama deception is great. People should get it out to everybody. But, I mean, this film, it's like being pregnant. I can't wait to see this baby. When you're looking at your wife's stomach and you see the arm or leg moving around, you want to see that baby. Can't wait to have it bouncing on your knee. And we're definitely in labor here, ladies and gentlemen, on a biggin. This is going to be like a 12-pounder. And I'd say my other kids, you know, the Obama deception is like a 10-pounder. My son was over 10 pounds. That's rough on one when the first one's a 10-pounder. The point is this is a labor of love. It is dynamic. It is informative. It is, in their own words, and we've got stuff like Al Gore. Here's an example, just one little thing. Al Gore, when he was pushing NAFTA and GATT and lying and saying how great it would be, and then we cut with him using the same terms when he's pushing the carbon tax. I mean, it's just got all sorts of research in it. And old videos of Holdren and new videos and stuff people haven't seen. And just, I'm going to tell you the name of the film when we get back. On the other side of this quick break, I am Alex Jones, and this is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. Then we'll get to your calls. Blitzkrieg of calls, bottom of the hour, and then John Perkins. Stay with us.
E! EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order now.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 24th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $956.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $983.89, $491.95 for a half ounce, or $245.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $983.89, $491.95, or $245.97.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Fittingly grand music for the announcement of the name of the film. Without further ado, the documentary is titled Fall of the Republic, The Presidency of Barack H. Obama. That is the film that will debut and be the number one documentary online. God willing, Lord willing, this October 21st, Wednesday, October 21st, will be the release date of Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama. And we explained that that is Obama's job, to cement the gains of tyranny and oppression brought in by George W. Bush, the police state, the warrantless wiretapping. And Watson, in your write-up, please add all this. The secret arrests, the indefinite detention of citizens, which they're now announcing in the news. We show how Obama's job is to say one thing with brand Obama, and then the real Obama does another. And to make people buy into the brand. Oh, the war's over. That's why more troops are dying than under Bush and everything's expanded. Oh, he expanded the warrantless wiretapping and secret arrests and expanded the Patriot Act. Oh, I love him because he's so liberal and trendy and cool. We show the mind control. We show the television programming. It's just a devastating film. It is Fall of the Republic, and we show how that's what they want. We're not in the film saying, oh, look, you know, this president made everything fall apart. No, no, no. He's there to salve and soothe and bring everyone into the euthanization, the lethal injection of the republic. He's there to convert us from a free market, free republic, where the minority is protected as well as the majority, to the democracy where a 51% want to rob the other 49%. It happens. It's all covered. The film's incredible. Frankly, I'm so excited about it, but I'm running out of time. I have to stay on deadlines, and I've got so much material, so much info, and my guys are burning out, but they want to work harder, and we're in here working hard for you. You better know that we're forging you in the fires of the InfoWars Command Center, a great sword, a great weapon against the New World Order, forged in the flames of truth, laboring like Vulcan and Festus over the great war forge, slamming the hammer down as sparks fly and sweat pours off my soul. Ha, ha, ha! We will grapple with the New World Order. We will struggle. We will win. We will find the throat and tighten our sinuous hands around the neck. I am just seething with energy right now. It's unbelievable. Good thing I only had one cup of coffee this morning. This is not coffee. I am just... Man, thank you, God, for all the blessings. Thank you for giving me consciousness, the gift of life, the gift of consciousness in this universe. It is such a blessing. I just praise the creator of the universe. I do. That's how I'm feeling right now. Because yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. In fact, do me a favor. Pull up that psalm for me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I almost got it memorized, but I don't want to butcher it. You just Google, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So that is the film. It is Fall of the Republic. And the message at the end is the Republic is an idea. That's why the enemy, before they pulled down the Republic, first demonized and criticized its imperfections. But it was the idea that was perfection, not the attempt to manifest it. It is that reaching for perfection, reaching for the grail of liberty and freedom and decency and honor and creativity and innocence and the struggle against those who have the disease, the virus of evil in their souls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
I noticed a few years ago the feds were going after and harassing the owner of the founder of Whole Foods. And I've since confirmed, because the headquarters is right down the street from our office, from multiple executives there, that the owner is a huge fan of the show. So I'm just going to put the message out right now that he listens to the show every week, that we want you on the show. Because he's come out and written an op-ed piece for the Wall Street Journal saying, people need to start eating healthier and not eating all these GMO and the monosodium glutamate and the aspartame. That is the biggest problem, and that we wouldn't have all these health care costs. It's true. Some estimates have it saving half the money if people would just stop living like absolute slobs, myself included, ladies and gentlemen. Last 7 months, I've lost 40 pounds now. 40! It's 37 last week, you notice. And it's just simple. I quit eating any kind of junk. I started running every morning, sometimes every evening. End of story. But look, they're now, the left is now coming after him, former darling of the left, saying, how dare you say that, you evil person? We're going to boycott you. Well, I say Whole Foods is great. That's where we shop. Everybody should go to Whole Foods to counter that type of crud, that type of psychological terrorism. That type of censorship. Fall of the Republic has the solutions in it of how to save the Republic. It identifies who is destroying the Republic, who wants to pull down the Republic to set up a world government on its ashes. Watson, that's the key in the article you're writing. is that the world government needs the United States to fall. And that's what our film exposes, their agenda, their program, the lies, the eugenics, what they're going to do, how they're going to stage it. I just hope we get it out before Obama stages a terror attack. I will tell you that I'm going to have the film actually done in late September, almost mid-September, right after. It'll be done like the 17th, 18th, but then there's some mastering and some things involved, and it gets manufactured like the 20th. Here's the issue. I'm going to have that sucker locked and loaded in case the establishment stages any crises. If I see tremors, if I see them engaging in pre-attack preparation, they'll come right out, telegraph they're about to stage the nuking of Chicago or something. That's I kind of see that in the cards, or some incredible new bioweapon release. And so I may pull the trigger early on this, but I cannot make the next film if people don't order the DVD. So we always do the pre-order, and that has the hype associated with this. We get enough orders to pay for part of the film before it even comes out, for the next one. Because this film, I don't even want to say the budget on this film, with graphics and the music and the flying people to 20 different, it's 19 or 20 different places we flew them, but sometimes per trip, they would 19, 20 trips with multiple legs on each trip. We've been to Canada a couple times, and Seattle and L.A. and just everywhere. But, think about CNN. With all the government funding and all the propaganda in 1991, and we're going to show you their staged fake newscast, and look at how pathetic it was. And then think about us, just a ragtag group of less than 20 people, and all that we've been able to do. But it's because of you getting the word out, you taking action. So I'm going to ask you in this article Watson's doing to make this the most important film we've ever put out, to make it the biggest film we've ever put out. And I'll just give everybody a heads up. The minute the film's done, we already have raw versions of most of it done in different locations. If you see some kind of terror attack happen or something go on, you better know within a few hours it's going to be on the web. Because I'm not going to let them get the jump on us. And the film gets into stage terror as well. I'm in a race against time. And see, if I don't take the time, I won't be powerful. So, see, this is why I'm like gnawing at the gate, for the gate to pop open so I can get out on the track here. All right, I said I'd take your calls. I'm going to shut up now. Fall the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. I am fit to be tied right now, just so you know. Lucas in Texas, you're on the air, Lucas.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? It's been a while.
Good to hear from you. Go ahead.
So, some people have alluded to the idea that the elites have actually lost control of the economy. I say no way. It's going just as they planned. If you refer to the article on your site, Unemployment Edges Up to the Great Depression Level, there's a map on there, and I know it's a government statistic and very underinflated, but it actually serves a purpose for what I need to demonstrate here. All the states that run along the Trans-Texas Corridor have the lowest unemployment rate in the country, like Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico. They're actually defunding the other states. Then they're
That's the cancer line. So the cancer has sucked the blood supply for itself up through the NAFTA development zone, and absolutely, that's how it works.
Do is they're going to defund the other states, and then they're going to offer massive government programs building wind and solar farms along the Trans-Texas Corridor states using the terminology Repowering America with a
green energy. Yeah, they've already said that.
Yeah, and so the masses of unemployment are going to flock to those states. There are already various news stories out there showing the people and families packing up and moving to these states for work.
No, you have to move to the development corridors, and it's a planned economy, and it's actually in Endgame. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, the UN match of yes. It's just going to be – you're not going to be allowed in half the country. It's going to be an environmental dictatorship. There's going to be at least 10 million police – most of them environmental, inspecting your home weekly. It is going to be hell.
I was thinking if you had room in your new documentary, if you could take that unemployment map and graphically overlay the Trans-Texas Corridor into it, a good, excellent visual representation.
I've got an idea. How about some graphics person do it and then mail it to us? I mean, I got three video editors. We're in here 24/7 trying to sift through. The problem is we end up doing 5-6 months of research, and then we have it's like cramming it into the film. But I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, yes, it's a good idea.
And also, we
a little bit of the North American Union. I appreciate your call, Lucas. It's great points. I mean, we do cover some of that in the film, but I mean, it's just, how do you even get that across to people? I mean, how do you even communicate the master plan? That's what I mean. You've got to see it to believe it. You've got to immerse yourself in this for years before it starts even. I liken it to night vision. Have you ever gone out in the really dark woods at night? I remember when I was a little kid, my dad would take me for walks when we were out on the ranch, you know, down the path into the woods and teach me to hear sounds and how your ears all of a sudden like turn up. They even, you know, suddenly can almost hear better because your brain focuses in better. And your eyes, within about 20, 30 minutes, it just gets better and better and better and better, the night vision. And pretty soon it's like black and white. You can see that good. You just don't see in color. It's amazing. And it's the same thing with seeing the New World Order. I mean, you've got to really focus on it. It's like a hidden picture, you know, that they have on the wall. And then as soon as you see the hidden picture, it's like, how did I not see that before? It's right there, but you couldn't see it before. And that's what's so frustrating, is this is out in the open. And 99.99% of us are in the same boat together. This is not good for anybody, but 6,000 superclass elite, in the words of the Washington Post themselves and Rothkopf. Billy in Vegas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Hi. I wanted to say a comment on what you said about the local papers, because you're 100% right, as usual. My fellow InfoWarrior and I, Ben, went to a town hall meeting, and the Las Vegas Sun, which is totally in the grip of, you know, the New World Order, of course. The first sentence this guy, Brendan Bueller, writes is, denied the opportunity to embarrass themselves at any official healthcare town hall about 900 angry Nevadans gathered at Stoney's Rock and Country Bar. That's his first sentence. You know, and then,
you know,
he
like, it's good they were denied their right, and, you know, and they're embarrassed. But see, the hype doesn't work. All the slick glitz and info babes licking their lips with sexual desire, people know it's fundamentals baloney now. So it doesn't work. And you better believe in Las Vegas, major papers are going to be spook run, because they can't have, when there's murders or corruption or things go on, they got to make sure their people are in place to make sure nothing embarrassing gets out.
Of course. Then he goes,
that's where that's where the banks sucker and rip everybody off. So they got to, that's a big watering hole, fleecing the moron public.
But then he goes on to say, one proponent of health insurance reform was allowed on stage to speak. There was 900 people. There was 8 in favor of health care. One wanted to get up to speak. And she said, anyone else in favor of health care to come up. But this guy makes it sound like, you know, the whole place was full of them and only one was allowed on stage. Then he talks about me in the paper. I wear special shoes that have springs on them. They're good for your back. They're called Z-coils. So he describes me, one man with large springs attached to the heels of his shoes and a bumper sticker affixed to his bandana that read 9/11 was an inside job. Denounced the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, and international bankers to huge applause. So, in other words, I'm stupid.
Yeah, to huge applause. I hope they get it. It's over for you, scum.
That's right. That's right. Oh, God. I just, it makes me so sick. And
they can't kill the signal. They can't kill the signal, Billy. No matter. They can kill us individually, but this idea is absolutely bulletproof. It is like a DU Sabo round fired from an Abrams gun turret. Nothing stopping it.
And I want to tell this Brendan Bueller guy that I challenge him to a debate, him or his editors, anyone, anytime, anywhere, on any media, any forum, anywhere, a debate, because they'll laugh at me and people like us, you know, but they don't have the...
Have you noticed thunderous applause? He's telling you you're an idiot. He's telling you you're a clown. He's telling you your shoes that are sold in all the major stores and all over TV are bad. He's telling you that you're a kook, but everybody's on your side. No, you're the kook, dumbass, for not knowing to be with the people. Because that fool thinks he's part of the elite. He doesn't understand that he is just with us, the commoners. I appreciate your call, Billy. Brian in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
My message is just to the Canadians that would be listening on your show, because one of the things that I'm fed up of, it's been like 4 years now when I talk to people, actually longer than that for this little mental derangement that they have. When you talk to them about what's going on, they'll always go, well, is that in the States? And if you say, yeah, oh, well, we don't live in the States. We live in Canada.
Yeah, no, no. Well, Canadians, I found, are very nice people, but they're hyper delusional. On average, hyper smiley face, have no idea the incredible tyranny. Canada, in many respects, is worse than the United States on this whole program. Canada's a few steps ahead of the United States. They just have this fake liberal facade they put up, making everybody feel like they're part of the system.
Exactly, and I'd like everybody to know that I've got the North American Avian and Pandemic Influenza Plan. And what that basically tells me is that since the WHO went to level 6 about 2 months ago, those are the rules that we're under. So all they would have to do is look up in...
No, it's admitted. There is no U.S. There is no Canada. We're already under IMF, World Bank control. We're already under UN, WTO control, World Health Organization control. It's official.
Exactly.
And it's a stinking fraud.
That when Barack Obama makes his decisions... I actually have to pay more attention to that than to anything President Fox in Mexico does or my little puppet Stephen Harper does, because none of those really count.
Exactly. The global walking orders, marching orders, come out of Obama's trap, and then it's all regurgitated and parroted, but with a local spin. And look, you want to know what's going on? Read the UN documents. Read. They brag how they're running it. It's all a big sick joke.
Indeed. And just like you said, for a Canadian to test it, it's quite simple. Let's say they release a statement saying that the Tamiflu is safe for babies now. Well, then just do a quick Google search, and you'll see that it's the same title on every newspaper across the country. There's a lack of imagination. Nobody has and knows how to
do it. No, because it's all being regurgitated. The reporters just repeat it downhill. I appreciate your call. Yeah, most of your reporters aren't CIA. They're not Department of Defense. They're not MI6. But they just regurgitate what the MI6 writes. Look, I told you when they blew up Building 7 on 9/11, the 47-story building with a CIA command bunker in it, and firemen and police are on video and on CBS going, get back, the government's decided to blow it up on video. Then it came out that BBC had reported 25 minutes before it fell, simultaneously to the minute, on two different channels, the exact same words, that Building 7 had fallen in its own footprint from fires and structural damage. The script, it was the exact words at the exact time on BBC World and BBC 24. 1 + 1 = 2. I said that was a script fed to them by the government. And then they lied and said, we didn't do that. That wasn't our video. Okay, it was, but we lost the tapes. And then years later, they said, oh, it was just a coincidence. No big deal. Yes, it's true. Reuters gave us an internal feed telling us that, of course. Of course. Just like hours before they'd caught the supposed lone gunman of Kennedy, Lee Harvey Oswald. It was all over Asian newspapers that Lee Harvey Oswald had done it. It's the same crap. It's a sick joke. Okay, Governor Ridge is now giving press conferences. He's now admitting, he's now in the Washington Post, that they staged fake terror alerts for political gain. Period. Done. They blew those towers sky high, and sucking your thumb isn't going to change that. And all you out there think you're part of the system. I don't care if you're Chinese, Arab, Jewish, WASP, black, it doesn't matter. Mexican, it doesn't matter. The New World Order is screwing you. You're a cop. You're a lawyer. You're a bureaucrat. You're a special forces colonel. Your kids are getting the fluoride poison. Your kids are getting the shots. Listen. Listen to me real good. I'm going to say it to you again. I'm not up here with my hair on fire. I'm not up here in the face of these murderers for nothing. I believe in humanity. I believe in our destiny. I believe in our future. And I'm going for broke against these people. I am turning up the heat on every front, just daring them to crush me. Because I believe in you, and I believe in the idea of freedom, and I know that that lives on forever. Now, just have a winner's attitude and get your head screwed on straight and get aggressive and turn on that furnace of humanity that's in your soul. Turn on those giant volcanic tectonic forces that are in you that God put into you to stand up against tyranny. Get your confidence. Grow a spine. Get that gleam in your eye. And ask the Creator of the heavens and the earth to shine and focus His light right into your heart and to give you the strength and the will and the guidance to be the leaders that we need to defeat this eugenics program. If we don't, we have no future and no chances.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Don't feel the reaper.
They committed crimes against themselves. Crimes against their true design. But some would argue that they were destined from the foundation of the earth to play the part they play now. And all of us set to play our part in this great creation. This moment and forever in which we all live for eternity. Yes, the seasons don't fear the reaper.
Romeo and Juliet are together in eternity. Romeo and 40,000 men and women every day. 40,000 men and women every day. Another 40,000 coming every day.
Well, we will be like they are. You'll be able to fly. All right, we've got John Perkins coming up and your phone calls. I know we have Rusty, Ronnie, Chris, Lee, Earl, and others. Gotta love the name Earl. I had another son named him Earl Jones. Good old-fashioned name. Anyways, I do like the name Earl. Neihardt, is that hard to understand? What about Earl Neihardt? That'd be a good name if you have a son. We need a matchmake for Neihardt. He broke up with his girlfriend about a year ago. We need to give out Neihardt's email. He's a good patriot and he's a good girl. I'm serious. What's your email, Hartman? I'm going to get you a date right now. All right. Hartman will screen them for you. So what's Hoosier's email? Hartman at Infowars.com. Any eligible ladies that want to go out on a date with this lovesick titan of liberty, Jaron Neihardt? He's a good guy, a little bashful. Send those emails. I can't. I'm just having some fun. I'm serious, though. He's so lovesick out there, and I was seeing his destiny to have children down the road. So we need to make sure that happens. I'm fulfilling your destiny, Neihardt. All the ladies send their emails. What is it again? Hartman at Infowars.com, and then he'll give them to Jaron, who will shake when he reads them. Oh, my God. I can only handle so much intensity before my mind begins to melt and fail. I am blasted by reality, the scope and breadth and depth of it. All the beautiful facets, the fractal design, the beauty. I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. We don't have to remind you, you need food to survive. One of our great sponsors, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating portable foods company in the nation. Others claim they are. They're liars. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years. This is recently packaged, as in the last few weeks, non-GMO, non-hybrid food. Super high quality, lowest price is who I believe in. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Give them a call, 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.